This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Sarah Scott, an archaeologist for the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, who has published widely on the prehistoric peoples of the West.
Scott reflects on the many petroglyphs throughout the Rocky Mountains, their sense of mystery, and the way they evoke a kinship with the people who lived on this land long ago. She writes,
"The crunch of limestone under my boots echoes up the canyon as I walk through its narrow passage in the Big Belt Mountains near Helena. Cold air emanates from the steep cliffs, carrying with it a deep sense of time and place. Here in the canyon, Native people painted images with their hands, fingers, and animal hair brushes. Created from iron oxide and mined locally with antler tines, the red pigment was mixed with blood, urine, berry juice, water, or animal fat to make liquid paint. Elongated human figures with upraised arms grace the canyon walls. Images of snakes meander in and out of cracks along the rock wall, perhaps a metaphor for the veil between us and another world. An array of concentric circles, mazes, handprints, and dots covers the cliff face in the canyon. The clarity of the paintings fluctuates with the sun's angle, causing some archaeologists to suggest the images were intended to shapeshift with the changing light. Long before the arrival of Europeans, these paintings reflected the spiritual relationship of indigenous people with the natural world. Archaeological research, tribal memory, and ethnographies of historic Indian groups provide a cultural context. Human images with elongated legs and arms seem to represent people in altered states of consciousness, as in vision questing or in the ceremonies of a shaman. Handprints may reflect territorial boundaries or participation in a puberty rite or a prayer ceremony. Whatever their specific meaning, these striking images found throughout the Rocky Mountains recount the stories and spiritual transformations of Montana's first people."
Scott pairs her reflection with a poem by Melissa Quasney about an ancient petroglyph in Hellgate Canyon near Helena, Montana. The piece comes from Quasney's volume of prose poems titled Pictograph.
Quasney approaches a set of mysterious paintings with unfolding curiosity, allowing her mind to be open to all possibility of belief and even unwritten music. She writes,
"Hellgate Canyon. Not a place to house the dead, but a place for them to appear. Red ochre, made of rock, bound with the living. Egg, fat, urine. In other words, wave the paint stick near the surface. Feather the incense in. What would spirit be inside the earth if we could see it? Foothold, fingerhold, grasping onto the bare shelves, its steps trailing down to the ancient rivers. Foxglove, how the spirit hides, its carapace, the cliff. Does it resemble the human body, loosely woven like cheesecloth, or is it dense, dark grit on a ledge? I wonder if they were scared, if they were children, men or women, chained in lines that seem knotted even as they stretch out. Note the extensive scratches on what could only be a torso. The wind, the trees cry after them with open mouths. The saddest piece of music ever written."
A poem by Melissa Quasney.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Five Valleys Land Trust.
All our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.